Let's get into Sefer Ezra. We had a Hakdama to Sefer Ezra, and now let's get into Perek Aleph of Sefer Ezra. The first minute will also be related to the Hakdama, because it talks about when the book of Ezra starts off. So the first two psukim are actually the same two psukim that end off Sefer Divrei Hayamim. That's why some say this is a Hemshach of Divrei Hayamim. But others say, really, Rabbi Schwab's Lashon is that this is a trilogy. There's really three Svarim that have to be learned together, Daniel, Esther, and Ezra. So we're going to be going Ezra, Nehemiah, and then we'll do Be'ez Hashem Esther after. But those are the three that really took place over about a 100-year period, starting with Daniel, and then Esther, and then Ezra also overlaps and takes us into Bayis Sheni. So it starts off, Rashi tells us, and the first Rashi in the Sefer, Seder Sefer Zeh, Seder Umashuch Achar Sefer Daniel, as it says in Bava Basra. This is 70 years. It starts off with the Bishas Achas, L'Koresh Melech Paras, the first year of the Koresh Melech Paras. This parak is going to talk about Koresh's declaration, go build the Beis HaMikdash. And he encourages everybody to go back to Yerushalayim, go back to Eretz Yisrael, go back to Yehudi. He encourages all those who can't go to get staka and build the Beis HaMikdash. That is the parak, and he even takes out kalim that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the Mikdash and gives it back to them and says, here, take these kalim back to the Mikdash. That is the topic of this parak. So the parak starts off, U'bishnas achas l'koresh melech paras. In the first year of Koresh. Doesn't mean the first year that he was the king of Persia. It was the first year after he took over, after Belshazzar had been killed, and Daryavish had been king for a year, and now Koresh. So Bishas Achaz, in the first year that he was ruling over Bavel, L'Koresh Melech Parash. Koresh, Mefarshim explain, is a special name. Koresh is from the letters Kasher. The Eben Ezra here says, same letters as Kasher. Unlike Paro, which you switch around the letters, Para, there's something negative about it. But Kasher, that's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Dav Gimel, that he was a Kasher king, and those are the letters of Koresh. So in the first year, again, when was this? His first year, this was 70 years after the original Galus Yehoyakim. We know there were a couple of 70-year calculations from the rise of Malchus Bavel, that's this, and the later Galus, and finally from the Churban. So all of those were different 70-year calculations. That's why, if we remember, Daniel was a little nervous that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't being rebuilt yet, but this is now 70 years after Galus Yehoyakim, 52 years after Churban Beis HaMikdash. As we know, after they start building the Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be an 18-year hiatus before the Beis HaMikdash is started to be rebuilt again. But that's where we pick up this story. Sefer Ezra starts off, the Koresh gives the announcement to build the Beis HaMikdash, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, 52 years after Churban Beis HaMikdash. U'bisash achas l'koresh melech paras. In the first year of Koresh melech paras, l'chlos devar Hashem ipi Yirmiyah, at the end of the words of Hashem from Yirmiyah. Remember, Yirmiyah said 70 years. So 70 years from what? But this is referring to here the words of Yirmiyah that were said many years before, that it was going to be 70 years from a certain time. But what happens then? Heyer Hashem Ezruah Koresh Melech Paras. Hashem awakened the spirit of Koresh, the king of Persia. Vayavar kol b'chol machuso. And he makes a declaration throughout his kingdom. V'gam b'michtav, and even in writing. Why? And also in writing, the Malbim says, we remember from Megillas Esther, because when something in Persia was written down, it was never could be taken back. That's what happened with the Gzeira against the Jews. And that's what the Malbim says here too. Also, years later, they found his letter. A later king of Persia found his letter later on in Perek Vav, and that was also helpful in getting the Beis HaMikdash restarted again, as we will see the next Daryavish is going to find the letter and start rebuilding. The question is, what is Heir Hashem as Ruach? He awakened the spirits of the Malbim. Has two possibilities. Either it means that they themselves saw history. They saw what happened to Belshazzar. He quotes, the Malbim here quotes Josephus, Mavur b'Yosifun, Shas Patar Daniel Belshazzar, Michtav HaMelech, when Daniel interpreted for Belshazzar the handwriting on the wall, Sheyanesh Belshazzar, Shechal Klei HaMikdash, right, that Bibasha was going to be punished because he used the clay base of Mikdash, and that night he was killed. V'neribo balayla, v'daryavesh mida'a kiba machuso. And Daryavesh, the Mead, Madai, was makabal the Malchus. No dazela Daryavesh v'koresh. Koresh was his son-in-law. V'nadru livnos ha-Mikdash. They said, wow, this is true. We're going to help build the base of Mikdash. They were makabal upon themselves. That's Heir Hashem. Gam yesh lomar, number two, is the possibility, shenoda lo midavu asishayahu. Go back many years. Sheniba alav hu yivne iri v'galusi yishlach. Many years before, right, 160 years earlier, Yeshayahu Anavi had already been misnabe, right? Rather, Eben Ezra here quotes it. Yeshayahu memhe yud gimel hu yivne iri v'galusi yishlach. And he quotes him by name. Quotes him by name. Koresh is going to do it. So he was told that nevuah. The Jews probably went over to him and showed him that nevuah in Yeshayahu, and they all trusted Yeshayahu. Similar to what we have in Sefer Malachim in Perek Yud Gimel, where many years before, Ido Hanavi predicts the birth and the greatness and the kingdom of Yoshio HaMelech. Many years earlier, he predicted it. So to hear, this was already broadcast, and he sees himself as a tool to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how he is Heir. Hashem awakens in him. Also interesting, the language used. The Mishmar Zav notes, sometimes it says, when it talks about the end of the 70 years, it uses a lashon of limlos devar Hashem, at the fulfillment, at the end of the 70 years. But here it says lechlos. Lechlos could also mean a lashon of kilyon einayim, looking forward, klos hanafesh. As it says, nichsefa, begam kol sanafshi lechasos beis Hashem, lizmanshi yeshuvu legvulam. They were waiting, they were yearning. Hein eitzel am Yisrael, shetzibu v'chiku ma'od lachzor la'artzam, whether mitzana b'nei Yisrael, they were yearning. Hein eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shekila v'tzibu masayavo azman. Hashem also wanted to return. You think it's only for us. Hashem also. Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Brachos. Godel tzara shechina, k'shi Yisrael begalus. What did he hear in the churva? Shamati baskol, shemenahemes kiyonav, almeres oy labanim, shebamanosim, echrati espesi, v'sarati eseichali. Woe to my children that I had to do this. V'omar li, Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset, and therefore lechlos, both sides are yearning with kilyon einayim, with uplifted eyes to try to come back. So what happens? They send the Koresh's spirit is awakened, and he makes a proclamation, and he writes it down, and he says as follows: Komar Koresh Melech Paras. So says Koresh, the king of Persia. Komam lechazaret. All the kingdoms of the land, Nasa Li Hashem, Elokei Hashemayim. Hashem, the God of heaven, has given me all these lands. All these lands. The Eben Ezra notes, he does not say Elokei Haaretz. He just says Elokei Hashemayim, because he realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Borei. But he's not so sure about the Manhig. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, but Haaretz, Vasalam, Ne'adam. That he gave to me, right? He's Kafar Bahashkacha. That's why he calls him Hashem Elokei Hashemayim. Okay, he's not a perfect tzaddik. But he recognizes his mission, v'hu fakad alai, and he commanded me. He commanded me way back from Sefer Yeshayahu, livnos lo bayis, to build him his house, be Yerushalayim asher be Yehuda, to Yerushalayim in Yehuda, he told me to build. There's a big discussion in various places in Chazal about Koresh. He was kosher, he was positive, did he do everything that he should have done? But it's a discussion. The Gemara talks about this on the Bnei Yisrael's behavior, which we'll get to soon in Meseches Yuma. But he says Hashem pakad elai to build the Beis HaMikdash in Yehuda. Mi bachem b'chol amo yiyel l'kav yimeh, whoever hears from his nation, may God be with you. V'ya'al l'Yerushalayim, go up to Yerushalayim asher b'Yehuda, that is in Yehuda. V'yiven and build as Beis Hashem Elokei Yisrael, hu ha'elokim Asher b'Yerushalayim. Some say the Malbim says, he was kofer in Ashkacha except in Yerushalayim. He's Elokim, which is also involved in nature, Asher b'Yerushalayim. That he recognizes, the special Ashkacha that is in Yerushalayim. Ki anhagas kol ha'olam chutz b'Yerushalayim, masar b'yad ha'marach ha'ladaito. He gave it over to the powers. V'yinei Asher, shemi, mishis, over me'atzmol, alos v'livnos, yelech. Whoever wants to go, though, is able to go. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Beis says that it was Koresh's fault that he didn't go build it himself. The Gemara on the top of Yud Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Koamar Koresh Melech Paras, Koamar Lechos Arz, Nasan Li Hashem, Elokei Hashemayim, V'Pokar Alei Lebnos Lo Bayis, V'Yerushalayim. Darash Rav Nachman Bar, that's our pasuk. Darash Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. My dech said, what does the pasuk mean now? Back in Yeshayo, ko amar shem le mashicho le koresh asher achzachti biyimino v'chikarsh mashiach haya. What do you mean le mashicho? Koresh is mashiach. Ela amar le Hakadosh Baruch Hu le mashiach. Koval ani lechal koresh. I'm very upset. Ani amarti hu yivne beisi v'kabitz gal yosai v'u omer mibachem makalam v'yol. What's he trying to get everybody else to go? He should do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to build the Beis HaMikdash. He should build the Beis HaMikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him, so to speak, Chazal, giving him, tochacha, that he should have done it himself. He should have done it himself. The Ben Yoyada discusses, what's the difference? He was a guy. Right? What's the difference if he would have done it, or someone else would have done it? Hadar Yipala asked the Ben Yoyada, Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi dino al-koresh? Lufnei Mashiach, Yosef Mikol Malchi Umas HaOlam. And why is he talking to Mashiach about it? What's the message of the Gemara? That he's talking to Mashiach about it. And the question is, he quotes, B'siyata D'shmaya, that maybe the second Beis HaMikdash could have been eternal. But it could have been eternal if HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have built it if his shliach would have gone. But his shliach didn't go. His shliach got someone else to go. Gets into the sugyas like in Gittin, of mili lo mimsiri l'shliach. But it wasn't as it could have been. V'haya b'yado yecholos lahalos kol Yisrael akrov marachokim. He could have brought him up himself. V'azay abayas hu achron shaloi nechrav olam. And that's the pasuk in Chagai that calls the second base of Mikdash achron. Achron, it could have been the achron. Shekharish baruch hu osa lo acharkach kiyim amadu lo olam. Because the binyan was nasei de koresh b'shlichus meis amakom baruch hu. V'haya nechshav kilu nasei b'dei shemayim. But because koresh was not mekayim et tzivui, ba'la hashlichus. Ba'la hashlichus, so it wasn't as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it, and therefore it wasn't going to be eternal. V'asgam haftacha shal acharon sheftiach Hashem Yisbaruch shi yezeh acharon shal yechrav leitztarech livnos achar bimkoma ba'la shenechrav v'azikam Hashem Yisbaruch tvar b'ay shlishi sheibana de shemayim sheyishoer zeh kayam, and that will be it. On the other hand, you have Midrashim and Esther Rabbah and Perek Beis, Parsha Beis, that Hashem gave to Koresh all the riches of Achashverosh because of what he did, because of how he was able to get B'nai Yisrael to start building the Beis HaMikdash. So Koresh has a lot of positives and some tempered statements about him in Chazal. V'chol HaNishar, and he says, whoever goes up, oh, I'm sorry, forget one other comment, even Koresh here acknowledges that going to Yerushalayim is going up. Making aliyah, the ya'al liyerushalayim, it's going up. And that, of course, is the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin, beginning of the last parak, Asar Yuchsin Alu Mibavel. 10 Yuchsin, which we'll get to in this Sefer, went up from Bavel. And the Gemara says, Asar Yuchsin Alu Mibavel, my Arya Detani Alu Mibavel. And this is the whole Chularit Yisrael. What do you mean, Alu? Milsa Agavurcha Kamashmalan, the Mishnah is teaching me something. Agavurcha, Kiddetanya. The Kamta Valisa Lamakam Shiivcha Hashem Lokecha Malamecha, Beis HaMikdash Gavoa Mikol Eret Yisrael, the Eret Yisrael Gavoa Mikol Ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael is Gavoha, from all lands. What does that mean, Gavoha? I mean, Gavoha Mikol Ha'aratzos. The whole globe is a circle, right? It's a, where's the top of the circle? Some of Harshim say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Eretz Yisrael was on top. That's what it means, Gavoha. The Radvaz has a tshuva in Tuf Reish Lamites. The Radvaz was asked this question, that if you look even in Yerushalayim, right, it's not so, not as high as all the other places. V'yata niro eshi gavoa mehar abayis, mikol svivas abayis, chutz misad adarom, asher asham emek yoshafet, v'sham lo hayabinyin. Tshuva, says the Radvaz, ki beiz david varam garmulo, really it was higher, but there were two things that caused it to get lower. Number one, the goyim and the umos ha'olam kept conquering that area. And because they hate us, their hatred, what do? And we see it on Hayom. What do? They take our holy sites and they destroy them and they dig them out. Why is it lower? Because they dig them out. They don't want to leave any remnant of history of Am Yisrael in the spot. We have people doing that. And also, they don't want it to be higher than there. Mask. Ulafisha makom madron agshamim ayshod fimi deshana b'shana. The rain goes there. As afar shay tichoach umolichanos ha'ashafal karkos harabayis goes all the way down. V'gam alchei akam ayichov from gedil galos yisodus habayis levnos lem chomas habayis. There's a lot of natural reasons why it might not be gavoha Yerushalayim for the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the earth. But either way, that's the language here that's used. So one could also say Aliyah, not in terms of only physical, but Oleh, because anyone who goes gets a spiritual uplifting also. Interesting, there's a Hasidish of art. It's mentioned here in the Biurei Hasidus Teshas on that Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samach Tes, Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz, the Gashmias, the Artzias of a Yisrael, of a Jew, Gavoa Mikol Aratzos, is higher, is more pure than other Artzias and of all other nations. Because we take our Gashmias and we sanctify it. The Eretz of a Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol Aratzos. Interesting. So, says the Gemara, says the Pasuk. So what happens, he announces that everybody should go up and build. And build the base of Megdash. V'chol anishtayin, whoever is not going, mikol ha-makomos asher hu garsham, yinasuhu, at least raise them up. Anshei makomo, right? Raise them up. Give gifts. Give b'chazik them. B'kesef, u'bazov, u'b'rechush, u'b'behema, whatever you could give. Ima nedava, leveso elokim, asher b'Yerushalayim. Right? Together with the other nedavos that are in Yerushalayim. V'yakumu rashei ha'avos li'Yehuda. And what happens? The Rashi Avos and Yehuda get up. Ubin Yamin, Va'akonim Alevim. Really, Tosas and Erechin on Daf Lamed Bey says some of every Shevet went. Right? Because you need to say that in order to say that the mitzvos, Hatulias Ba'aretz, return Midaraisa. At least some of them. That's what Tosas says in Erechin, Daf Lamed Bey's Al Karchach in Achinami, Denogu Yovlos Babayasheni. V'yavagad the Kol Yisrael Lochazru Bime Ezra, Miu Kol Shevet V'Shevet, Chazru Mikzasan. That's the Tosfos in Erechin, Daf Lamed Beis, right? And that's even though it says here Yehuda ben Yamin, according to Levian, they were the major players, right? The Medrash says, the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, hey, says, why Dafka these, Yehuda ben Yamin, according to Levian? So the Medrash says, Yehuda went because they were always Malchus Beis David, the other ones that are going to go. And Binyamin went because the Beis of English is in his Chelek. The Kohanim and Levian went because they work. Everybody else wasn't as excited about it. LeYehuda shu melech uBenyamin shebeis hamikdash bechelko leKohanim ibnei avoda veLeviim ibnei haDochin. That's Shira Shirim Rabba. Hey. But ultimately, the rest of the Jews, as we'll see the numbers in the coming prakim, did not go. Major issue and question: why didn't they go? Years later, 800 years later, Reish Lakish was still bothered by this. Right, and Tesla Bays in Meseches Yuma. Reish Lakish was once having Kmishtoi Bahadi Arba Brachana. Right, he was talking to, beforehand. Sorry, I skipped. Start earlier. Reish Lakish was once was in the mikveh, was in the Yarden, was swimming a little bit. Asa Rabba Brachana, Yovle Yadi, Rabba Brachana gave his hand to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish looks up at him, and Rabba Brachana is from Bavel. Reish Lakish is from Eretz Yisrael, from Yochanan's Chevra. Amarle Eloka Sanina Lachu. God hates you. Because the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Imchomahi Nivne Alet Yeres Kesef, Vindalasi Natsar Ola Aluach Eres. We darshan that. What does that mean? Imchoma, Imasitem Asmachem Gechoma. If you Jews from Babel would have made yourself strong like a wall, Va'alitem Kolchem Yimei Ezra, and you would have come back, Nimshaltem Kekesef, you would have been like silver, Shein Rekev Sholipo, that nothing would have made it rot. Achshav Shalisem Kidlasos. But now that you made yourself like a door, Kidlasos. Rashi says, "Shar sheish bo shnei dlasos poseach echad v'chaveru soger kach alisim lachatzon." Only some of you went back. Nimshaltem ke'eres sharekev sholipo. So years later, hundreds of years later, Reish Lakish is still upset at the Babylonians. Why didn't you go back? Why didn't they go back? They were comfortable. Pashas, they were comfortable. Even though the Navi was telling them the Beis Hamikdash was going to be rebuilt, no, they were comfortable. So what happens? But these people, some went. The Rashi ha'avos of Yehuda Binyamin, Kohen Levim lachol heir alakim esrucho. Whoever Hashem awakened in their heart, la'alos levnos zebed Hashem asher b'Yerushalayim. Whoever went, vayakumu, they got up. The Malbim has an unbelievable vart. The pasuk says vayakumu, and then it says heir elokim. The Malbim says the first step they had to take themselves. Vayakumu, they got up. Once they got up, Hashem gives them siyata d'shmaya. Hashem gives them help. Heir elokim esrucho. So it's really two steps. It's two steps to this process. I'll just read you that Malbim. That's the Malbim here in pasuk. Hey, says the Malbim. Where's the Malbim? The Malbim says, Kasher, Hayu, Siper Shayishnei Inyanim. Number one, Vayakumu, Siper, that they went themselves, Sha'am Hitznasum Me'atzmam, Ludavarzeh, Uburoshama Yurashi Abos Le'udim Inyamin. And then, once they came up, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hayas Arusa Delatata, V'yakumu, Mizebas Arusa Delaila, Ki Lakol, Rasalam Alachol HaOlim, Hey Relakim Esrucho, Hashem gave. Message for us, we have to take the first step. And Hashem already put into place that we can have this. Remember the Rechaim Yivalashin's comment in Pirkei Avos, where he talks about that the 10th test that Avram Avinu passed, he was Avinu, right? He really put it into our DNA to be able to pass the 10 tests, and just like Avraham Avinu fulfilled Lech Lecha, so too every Jew could fulfill Lech Lecha. And that's what was in the power, in the potential, if they would have acted on their potential. And what happens? V'cholzvi v'oseim chizku b'idehem, and all those who are around them were mechazik their hands, b'chlei chesef, u'bazahav, v'rachush, they gave them everything. Jews, maybe even non-Jews, right? The Gemara in Arachin there, Daf Hei Davav, if it has Machlokas Tanoim, are you allowed to accept staka from a goy for Binyan Beis Hamikdash? Okay, they have to work out these psukim. Va'melech Koresh Hotzi is Klei Beis Hashem, and the Melech himself took out the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. Asher Hotzi Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken out, Va'yithneim Beis Elokav, and had put in his Avodah Zarah house. Va'yotziim Koresh Melech Paras, Koresh, the king of Persia, took it out, Al Yad Misridas. And he took it, he gave it to the hand of Misradas HaGizbar, his treasurer, and Vayisparem L'Sheish Batzar HaNasi Lihuda, and he gave it to Sheish Batzar, the Nasi of Yehuda. The Malbim suggests, again, why do you have to have this middle approach? Why couldn't he just give it, he Koresh, give it to Peshash Batzar? Maybe they had to do Bitl Avodah Zarah. It was already used in the base of Avodah Zarah, so they had to have like a middle stage. So that's why the Malbim suggests, first he gave it to Misradas, and then to Shesh Batzar. Who's Shesh Batzar? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says Shesh Batzar is Daniel, who lived through six Tsaros. The Ibn Ezra says it's Rubavel, right? The scion of Malchus Yehuda. But either way, this is the beginning of the going back, the beginning of Shivat Zion. And then the parak just ends off with listing a number of the kalim that were taken. How many vases, and how many bowls, and how many knives. And it's all listed there. Hakol Hela Shesh Batzar, Imhalos Hagola Mibavel, Lirushalayim. That was brought by Shesh Batzar with the rest of the people that went up from Balvel to Yerushalayim. Next parak, we get into a long parak that lists off many of the families that went up, as we will see. Baruch Hashem, we had Aschala and Sefer Ezra.